All right, I'll see you in a bit. Wait a second. Okay. Nothing. Just talking to my lovely wife, and I didn't realize we were back on the air.
Right, but you made the call, like, very late into the break. Thank you very much. I mean, I thought, you know, usually you call her as soon as we go to commercials, so you can talk.
She's still there. You still there, baby? Hello?
No, she's out.
No, she's split. Yeah. Thursdays, she cooks dinner when I get home. So it's always like something like a turkey or steaks or something in the oven.
Oh, my gosh, a turkey. That would, oh, gosh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, steaks, actually, when you think of a steak, you think of, like, you know, grilling it. But when you broil, my dad, God love him, would broil steaks.
In the oven?
Yes. Yeah. They were really good that
way,
too.
But the problem is the house smells like burnt steak for 2 days.
For 2 days. And I can remember always, like, I'd come in, because my dad worked, I've told about my dad, the hardest working guy I've ever known. But the nights that he was home were Sunday he was home. My mom always cooked on Sunday in the afternoon. And Monday night, he would, like, coach basketball in the neighborhood. But before he would do that, he would cook dinner. Like, my dad would get in there, which was always like, right. You didn't know what was coming out of that kitchen when he went in there. Pork chops were like a big one. He would like kind of a, I don't know, I guess he'd broil them too. He like broiled everything. And it would just go in there and it would be on a pan. I see the pan. In my mind, it's covered with grease. You can just see this pan. And he would take steaks and he would put it in there. And like sometimes the fire alarms would go off. He'd have every window open. Every window he could find would be open. You know, the curtains in the front of the house, like on the Munsters, they'd be like waving in the wind because he'd have those windows open. Thought the fire engines were going to come, but the steak is good that way.
Thank you very much.
How do you think Jennifer will usually prepare it?
I don't know. I got to see what she's cooking tonight. I think she's got a late start. So
do you take does she take requests?
Oh yeah, she asked me before I left tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she goes, "What do you want when you get home?"
Oh, that's real nice. That's nice.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every Thursday. All right, folks.
What about the other days of the week, Tim?
We usually order out, or I'll cook, or you know.
And what do you like to do in the kitchen? When you get in there,
I'm pretty good with the pastas.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, or any kind of meat. You know, the pork chops, the burgers.
What about, you know, my dad made always
the grill outside with the chicken and steaks.
Yeah, my dad always made. It's called London broil. Do you eat London?
Oh yeah, London broil is great. Yeah,
my father loved it. Yeah. If we were having that, look out, man.
Yeah. All right, gang. Jerry Wischowski. I gave the guy $100 to pick up something for my niece for her birthday, and he took the money and spent it on gambling instead, and then lied about it. And so as a punishment, we sent him to Long Beach.
Oh, boy.
No, that's not the end of the punishment. We sent him to Long Beach, and he is told to sit out in front of a 7-Eleven.
Right.
On Broadway and Pine.
That's right. Where a nice guy, I mean, last we heard, a nice guy named Nate came by, gave Jerry $4.50, and that was the first contribution.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a pretty decent contribution, especially for the first one.
Jesus Christ.
He's out there begging for money, like the bum that he is. All right, Wischowski, you there, dude?
Yeah, I'm here, dude.
All right, man. Kind of a downer evening
this is
for
like
you.
Harder. You see, you know, you walk by people doing this all the time. It's a lot harder than it seems.
Right. All right. How much have you collected so far?
Well, right now I have about $13.75.
What's the average contribution, Jerry? You know,
it varies. Like that Nate guy gave me $4.50, and then this other guy Roman came by, he pitched in a dollar. This guy Joe came by, he gave me a couple dollars, and you know, it's like, I mean, I'm working my way up there though. It's getting closer.
All right, Jerry, he's going to stay out there now. If it takes till 2 or 3 a.m., buddy,
I think it might.
You know, that's where you're going to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, really?
Yeah, really. Just sit there.
Drunk? What? Some guy just like called me a drunk and walked by.
Well, that guy, who was that? Was that another homeless person?
Like, I don't know, some guy like yelled it out.
Now, are you getting along with the other beggars?
Yeah, there was a guy with a dog that dropped by for like a minute. He actually asked me if I was a panhandler.
Right.
And I said, for the moment, yeah.
Yeah, you are. You're a beggar.
Oh, the dog was okay, though, right?
Yeah, the dog was fine.
Are there any other bums around you?
No, actually, not right now.
So the guy who just yelled at you, he got into a car?
Yeah, actually, he just like, walked by and yelled. He's walking down the street right now.
There's a
club right by here.
Is that 7-Eleven, like, somebody's, like, territory? You're not infringing on somebody's territory, are you?
No, actually, I don't think so. Nobody's come up to me yet.
Are the bums that organized?
Well, yes, they are, and it's a very good point, Tim, that you've made. What happens is, I think that in the world of homelessness, which is a terrible world to live in, isn't a terrible thing to imagine, Jerry, if that was your life every day. There is,
if he keeps gambling, it will be.
People have their beat. Like, that would be Jerry's beat. Jerry would own Broadway and Pine, the 7-Eleven in Long Beach.
Right, boom. He'd have his cat with him.
Right, that would be his spot. And then there might be another guy, you know, three blocks over, you know, closer to the freeway or something. That's his spot.
Yeah, and actually, I got the stink eye from a couple cops, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was like a group of cops that were walking by, and they kind of looked at the sign, then looked at me, and then they just shook their heads. And I told them, I was like,
bum.
I'm working it off, guys. Don't,
you're a bum. Bum.
And then some kid gave me some money, too, actually, like a little kid, but he told me his dad was with him.
All right, you're Broadway and Pine still?
Yeah, I'm right outside the 7-Eleven.
Now, what do you do? Do you walk, like, to the corner, turn around? I mean, are you doing, like, a circle or sitting?
I've been doing that, and also I've been, you know, walking with the sign, trying to, like, get people to see it.
Somebody called in and said you're spending a little of the money on beer. Is that true?
No, I haven't. Oh, please.
Are you not buying beer or liquor, right?
Come on, dude. No, I'm not buying liquor.
All right, dude. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with you, dude.
Yeah, all right. Don't worry, Tim. I'm not that bad.
All right. I still know what's happening with you, you know? I mean, you're a little crazy. All right, folks. We'll keep checking in with you, Jerry.
All right.
All right. You take care of yourself. He's so pissed.
At $13.75.
All right. We have a couple of giveaways for you here. We have a pair of tickets to the 24th Annual Love Ride and California Bike Week happening tomorrow through Sunday, November 9th through the 11th at the Fairplex in Pomona. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. There you go. First caller, 520-9710 is going to win that. And the second caller, we got Rick Dees to give away the second gift here. Look at that, Rick.
Great. Well, let's get into it,
Ricardo
Tim.
Ricardo Dees.
This is great. It's a family four-pack of tickets to the Home Improvement Show. It's going on tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday at Angel Stadium. See all the big home suppliers right there in one place. And it's the only place you have to go, the Home Improvement Show. This is Genesis.
Something we don't share. I don't want to be sitting here.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
All right, man.
Hey, I'm thinking about taking my daughter to see that B movie.
Oh, the Jerry Seinfeld movie.
And I saw the promos of it, and it looks pretty good. Is it decent?
You know what? I haven't seen it, but I have seen, of course, all of the signs for it and the commercials for it. Saw Jerry Seinfeld on with Larry King the other night talking about the movie. I think it's supposed to be, I don't know if this is a fair comparison, but I hope it's like, if I see it, like Toy Story, where kids will like it, but adults will like it too, you know?
Yeah. Hey, is that movie any good? Call us, because a lot of people are wondering. Maybe somebody out there, I'm sure people are listening right now, have seen the B movie. Is it worth going to check out this weekend? 520-9710. That's our main number here. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. There you go. All right, here's Jerry Seinfeld. He was on Larry King, and Larry King, I believe, asked him the dumbest question in the history of journalism.
And they put us on Thursday. We went from 58 to 4 in 1 week, and that was it. And then we started doing better than Cheers, and then I don't know how it happened.
Lasted how long?
9 years, 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented. Is this still CNN?
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also. But, yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers. Last episode.
Were you? Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Jeez.
B-movie opens. B-movie opens.
Can we get a resume in here for me?
B-movie opens
tomorrow.
We'll be right back.
That's one of the funniest pieces of tape I've ever heard in my life.
It's so great. And Larry, and it's so great because it gets to the point where Larry apologizes to him. He says, I'm sorry. You know, and it's really...
The pause is so great, though, when he says, have you been canceled? And he's like...
Yeah, what's the visual? Because I've never seen the visual. I haven't...
Just staring at him.
Oh, just stares at him.
Just looking at him.
Right. Can't believe it, right?
Yeah, just staring at him. And can't believe that this guy asked. 75 million people saw the final episode.
And made a big deal about the show going off the air. Remember, people were, like, very upset about it.
75 million people don't watch the Super Bowl anymore in this country.
Yeah, right. That's right. Right. That's true.
And that's how many people saw the last episode of that show.
Of Seinfeld. Do you remember where they ended?
Prison. Prison,
yeah,
jail.
That's right. They were all in jail at the end.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Alex here. Alex, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You saw that B-movie? Hey.
Hey, man.
It was entertaining.
What about the movie?
Hey, it Wachowski's in there. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
Yes, sir.
And what was it, funny?
Yeah, it was funny. I'm 19, and I was able to stay there and watch it.
Did you go with kids or by yourself?
Yeah, I went with my nieces. They had to go see it for their birthday, but it was real funny.
And how old are they? Are they little girls?
Yeah, one's three, just turned three. The other one's a baby.
Now, how about the three-year-old? Did she? That's an interesting...
Yeah, she like it?
Yeah, she liked it, but she fell asleep.
Sure, right.
And what about weed? Is it better on weed? Were you smoking?
Nah, I don't smoke.
You don't drink any either?
Nah, I just watched it, and I thought it was funny.
You went sober?
Yes, sir.
Oh, bubble.
All right.
It went the other way.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
Well, you were driving, right?
I mean, no, who goes to the movies sober?
Oh, I go to movies sober.
You do?
Yeah, sure.
Isn't that like the reason to go to a movie in a dark theater? You get bombed and watch a movie?
If it's a certain movie, maybe. But, you know, when I go to a movie, I go to watch the movie. I mean, I
remember this is a low-end move, but I went to the movies at Town and Country in Encino.
Right.
It's about 4 or 5 years ago with a friend of mine.
Right. Is that it's not still there, is it?
I think it is. I don't know.
Okay.
But I was across from Plaza Duro, right off of, right, just west of White Oak, between White Oak and Balboa.
All right.
And it was a matinee we were going to go see, and I was over at my friend's house drinking, so we walked over there from his place. And we brought a six-pack of Heineken with us and snuck it into a backpack. I think it was raining. We snuck it in the theater. And oh, no, it was Mickey's Big Mouth was what we were drinking. We were really going for it. And I put the bottle down on the ground, and the guy comes over, the usher comes over, and goes, "Hey, are you guys drinking?"
Oh, really?
And we said, "No, what's going on? I mean, what do you mean?" He goes, "Well, somebody over there says you guys were drinking in the theater." I said, "Get out of here, dude! It's not us." And right at that point, a friend of mine kicked over one of the Mickey's Big Mouth. And it rolled all the way to the front of the theater. You could hear it under all the seats, rolling all the way to the front. He goes, "Dudes," he goes, "you guys are out of here."
You got kicked out.
And I go, "You're kicking us out?" He goes, "Yeah, you're getting kicked out."
That's
of here.
Great.
And I'm confiscating the beer.
Oh, boy.
And I said, "Well, you're kicking us out, but you're not taking the beer."
Right.
And he goes, "Yeah, I am." I said, no, you're not, dude. You're like a punky 18-year-old guy, and you're not taking the beer. I'll leave the theater, but you're not going to take this from me. You understand me, young
Tim,
man?
Tim, at 43, when this happened...
This happened, I was like 39 or 40.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. At 40, let's round it up. At
he wasn't going to take the beer.
Okay, point noted.
Listen, I didn't even... The beer was warm, and it wasn't even that great. Didn't want that punk to... You know, I wasn't like 15, and he's 18.
You know what? My question is not even...
I'm 38, and he's 18.
My question is not even about the beer, actually. I actually am wondering how you get to 40 years old and you're being kicked out of movie theaters and you're threatened to have your beer confiscated and you're denying to the usher that it is your beer and then it's rolling down the theater. One of your dopey friends kicks it over. I mean, honest to God,
wait,
I did that.
The whole theater smelled like Mickey's Big Mouth.
I did that literally at 10 years old. I mean, on Staten Island, we used to do that at 10 years old. We'd go, you know, we'd sneak food we'd throw, you know, spitballs, and the usher would make us leave at 10.
I never sold myself as a high-end dude. I never said, hey, you know, I went to finishing school.
I know, Tim, but 40 years old?
Give me a break,
get your freaking act together here!
Yes. That's the guy kicking me out. All right, Jerry's back with us.
Yeah, wait, can we hear the tape? He called you a mother, right? Didn't he?
He called me.
Get your freaking act together here!
All right, please.
God damn, am I getting tired of this? Oh, wow, you upset the usher there. Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Jerry Wachowski here. Jerry, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
All right, you're still on Broadway and Pine in Long Beach begging for money?
Yeah. Hey, some guy just came by and he gave me two scratchers and two $1 poker chips from Hawaiian Garden.
Oh, see? He's a man after your own heart.
And some kid put a Cracker Jack prize in the cup I have.
All right, hold on one sec. David in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hey, this is David.
Hey.
Hey. I just heard you guys talking about him. I was in the area, so I just drove by.
How does he look?
I didn't see him. That's what
oh,
I'm
you don't
calling.
Think he's there? You think he's lying to us?
That's what I thought.
Wow, this is controversy.
I'm taking pictures.
Where are you, Jerry?
I'm in front of the 7-Eleven. I went inside for a second to get a drink of water.
You can never trust this guy.
He's so slimy. He's everywhere.
He's like so squirrely.
All right, dude. But try to stay out there, man. You know, it's not. You're going in there buying beer. I don't know what you're doing in there.
I didn't buy any beer, Timmy. I got some water. My throat was dry.
All right, but don't get crazy down there, man. How much have you collected?
Well, actually, right now I'm right about at the 20.
Oh, so you're moving up.
You're going to be there for a while.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that you were at like $14, $13.75 when we talked to you earlier in the hour, so it's moving along at a decent clip. I mean, in no time you'll be out of there.
Yeah, they're coming around.
Have you learned your lesson, young man?
Tim, I will. Yes, I have, Timmy.
Okay.
Well, is someone yelling at you, Jerry? Is someone yelling at you?
Is there there's a wide variety of like degenerates and like just standing around here.
And you're one of them, huh?
And you're hanging with them.
All right. Do you recognize a lot of your Hawaiian Garden friends?
Yeah. Well, those guys, I've seen them before, either at a listener event or at Hawaiian Gardens. Who knows?
All right, dude. You're a pig. We'll see you tomorrow, dude.
Tim, I'll have the 100 for you tomorrow.
All right, thank
worry.
You. I bet. All right,
that means he's leaving now. Yeah. He wants to leave. By the way, we do have the
Broadway and Pine. That's where he is.
We do have the tape of the usher.
We do.
Yeah, in the theater. He came by. He had
kicking
a little,
me out?
You know, he had a little flashlight. Did he have a flashlight?
Yeah, a tiny kind of, flashlight. How'd
and,
you
and,
know
a,
that?
And kind of a small guy, right?
Yeah, like a red vest on.
Yeah right, sure.
Uh-huh. You mother effer, shut the F up. You want an answer? You want an effing
answer?
I'm
not drinking.
You want a goddamn come down there? You mother effing. See.
Oh, jeez.
I'll come down there. Shut the F up.
It's just sound.
I was asked a question. You want an answer or you want to shut the F up?
Does that sound
shut
like
it? Shut the F up.
God damn, am I getting tired of this? Does that remind you of the Usher, Tim? Or no?
Okay, God you start off, huh?
You mother effing sons of bitches!
Crank it up pretty good.
Now, by the way, that would happen. I mean, I used to listen to your show, but of course I wasn't not here. That happened how often?
That happened probably once or twice a week.
That level?
Yeah.
Of,
why should he put?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he'd get it going pretty good. Depending on what time the.
I'm not doing this.
Depending on what time the mail was delivered at the house. If it wasn't delivered by showtime, like 5 o'clock when he left the house.
Oh, the mail's a big deal to him?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to kick your ass all the way to China!
All right, hold on, Randy, please. Not every second has to be filled with sound effects. You know, take a breath. It's like smoking a cigarette and just smoking it and just keeping it in your mouth.
Absolutely.
You know, it's tough to do.
That's right.
All right, just relax. You know, a couple of seconds between it would be perfect.
Right.
He would get that pissed if the mail wasn't delivered to his house by 5. And he left his house by 5 and he didn't get the mail.
He wanted to see what was in the mail before he got to work. I understand.
And if the Daily Variety wasn't delivered before he left, he was
over. Because that level of volume, that's allowed. I mean,
he's classically trained, though, so that didn't hurt his throat like you think it would. I mean, he could do that nightly, and he would. I don't know how he did it, but man, he could really get going.
But as you recall, it was about 2 nights
right.
a week.
Right. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. John and Jeff join us from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
What's up, boys?
Hey, this is your Thursday. It's a free-for-all, huh?
Yeah, it is a free-for-all tonight. But let me say, if I may.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Last night on KCAL, Jackie Johnson saying that she had a boyfriend.
Well, look.
When you were ready to ask her out on a date.
It was a personal attack, John. Thank you. The only thing I could do was what I did do, was remove myself from that position. It was so embarrassing and so unexpected that she would say that I just slipped off the cans, as we say in the business.
Aww.
Took off my headphones and hit the and people were emailing, did Whitman really leave? Yes, I left.
Yes, he did leave.
I got in my car.
Did she send you an email? Did she
no? Did she sprint after me? No, don't
leave. What time did you get home?
About 3 minutes after that.
Hit the turbo.
I think you were still on the air when I got
Is that
home.
Right?
No, it's not that close, but almost.
I got a take on this. I don't think she has a boyfriend. I think she
No, he
just...
says some Italian dude from
Yeah, I think she
Florida,
does. I
right?
met the guy once
well,
from Florida.
Well, is it the same Italian Heidi as
Oh, maybe he's not an Italian dude. Why am I saying
no.
maybe I'm confusing it
or
with
the,
Heidi?
I think it's... No, it's definitely a dude, and I think it's the guy that she came out here from Florida with.
Oh, okay. So she's known him for a long time.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't she just say, listen, I'd love to, but I have a boyfriend. But she led you down that path.
Sure she did, John. You heard it. Everybody
teased him.
Heard it live. Oh. And Tim brought up the boyfriend and, you know, where is he?
I didn't know that. Wait, the last time you were at KCAL, she didn't have the boyfriend.
Yeah, but the last time I was at
didn't
KCAL,
speak of him.
You lied and told me that she was interested in me.
No, dude, you missed an opportunity.
Nah.
You could have been married to that chick and now you're going to be home alone. Mm-hmm. All right, that's the deal. John and Jeff are coming up immediately here, and we're live, the Conway and Whitman Show on 97.1 Free FM.
Cell phone's there and email's there.
All right.
Only one more answer, but Jeff, no strikes. You're
doing
great.
No strikes.
That's really good, Tim. You really know how to play the phone. All right, 3 seconds.
Very excited.
Be specific.
Okay. What was the question?